Les colloques du Collège de France.
It's an habit to start really right on time. This is a Swiss or Japanese habit here at the Collège de France, so it's not the French one. We usually start quite late. But I really want to, first of all, thanks everyone to be here today. It's a great pleasure and a great honor to welcome all of you today at the Collège de France for this symposium on advancing biomaterials, biomimetic and biohybrid innovation. I'm truly grateful for your presence, whether you are joining us in person or virtually, and for the collective expertise and curiosity you bring. I especially would like to thank all the speakers of today who are all very busy, but really took the time to come for this special event. So really, thanks to all of you. You are not only amazing scientists, but also leaders in your field, and also exceptional human beings. So I'm truly honored and delighted for your presence. So scientifically, over the past decades, we have observed tremendous progress at the interface of material science, biology, and medicine. Biomimicry have evolved, and from inert support to dynamic and multifunctional system. And these are important keywords that we'll come back today during the presentation. So today we will start at a pivotal moment where the design of material inspired by nature, or indeed merging from biological system, offers unprecedented opportunities to medicine, biotechnology, and beyond. So this symposium reflects somehow the spirit of the chair I'm currently holding at the Collège de France, dedicated to biomaterials of tomorrow, biomimetic and biohybrid polymers. Our aim is to explore the complexity, adaptability, and intelligence of living systems that can inspire new class of materials, materials capable of interacting with cells, tissues, and even whole organisms in sophisticated and programmable ways. So we'll hear today from outstanding researchers whose work spans a broad range of teams, from the design of self-assembling and stimuli-responsive polymers to biohybrid systems, synthetic cells, nanomedicine, and materials as interface of the central nervous system. Their contribution illustrates how closely the boundaries of biology and material science are now intertwined, and how we can exploit these convergence to address major challenges in health, especially in diagnosis, therapy, regenerative medicine, and neurosciences. So finally, I would like to thank again all the speakers, for joining us and sharing the insight. And I wish to thank also the Collège de France for supporting this event and this chair, and especially the foundation Liliane Bettencourt, which aims to foster long-term interdisciplinary thinking on the future of polymer science. So let us now start with a day of exploration and discovery, and again, welcome you all. So I think you all have the program, so the program will be amazing. We're going to have just briefly three talks, then a short break, two another talks, a lunch break, and then the afternoon talk. So the whole day will be very busy. And again, I hope you will all stand for the whole day. So let me move directly without further ado and introduce our first speaker, who is Professor Jan van Est, coming from. Let me try to switch quickly. Who is coming from the Technical University of Eindhoven? So Jan is really a pioneer in polymer vesicle. Actually, he's one of the people who discovered the first polymer vesicles quite some time ago. I will give some date before later on, and Jan is a pioneer and a leader also in the field of artificial cells, compartmentalized system. We do a lot of things somehow similar but together also, and I will not give all the awards and everything that Jan has. I mean, all the speakers have a lot of awards, so I will not describe that for all of them. But Jan, please, floor is yours, and we're looking forward to hear your presentation today.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-2-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.